Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And what a glorious Saturday afternoon it is here, fellow foodies. We are coming to you live from one of the great places on earth. If you are from Chicago, if you're a Chicagolander, if you're from the Midwest and you're here living in Tucson, you don't want to go ahead and save the airfare. You want to go as close as you can to the Windy City without leaving Tucson. In fact, friends, we are broadcasting live from Rocco's Little Chicago Pizzeria on East Broadway, just east of Tucson Boulevard, and the party is getting underway. Matter of fact, I lost count. I'm trying to count all the old style cans of beer that we see out here on the patio today. But we're having a great time. Rocco DeGrazia himself is going to sit down with us in a little bit and talk about the wonder of Chicagoland beer. Some old kids on the block from 1902, like these old style folks, all the way up to the Goose Island Brewery. In fact, if you were listening to this show last week, you remember that I had my very first Goose Island Bourbon County Stout. Friends, it was life changing. But we're going to be talking about all of those great beers with Rocco. And of course, how can he sit Rocco DeGrazia down and not talk about authentic Chicago pizza, hoagies, Italian beef. I think some of the best wings in the Western United States. It's all right here for you now live at Rocco's Little Chicago. Well, we're bringing on a celebrity co-host every Saturday at 4 o'clock every single week. We're trying to mix it up a little bit and get really, survey the landscape of foodies here in this community. Well, friends, we've got one that sets the bar just about as high as it could be set on the foodie landscape. He is fellow foodie and real estate agent from Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. Mr. Jim Strong is back with us. What's going on, man?
Matthew, thank you so much for letting me be in here. It's like Pavlov's dog. When you asked me to be here at Rocco's, I started salivating last Tuesday. I just said, this is incredible. I've got friends that I've talked to, and I said, I'm going to be at Rocco's. They go, oh my gosh, you got to talk about the sub. You got to talk about the style of the pizza. And so I'm here, and thank you so much for inviting me. This is incredible.
Well, this is great. People think the word foodie is, you're snooty and put your nose up and all of this, five-star meals. I think Rocco, when it comes to pizza, is a foodie in his own right, and his menu is a manifestation of that commitment to the culinary arts. And, yes, we can say culinary arts and Chicago pizza in the same sentence because it's Rocco.
Absolutely correct. And we're out here on the patio, and I'm looking out here on Broadway, and I'm a native Tucsonan, and I've got friends of mine who said, you're going to be at Rocco's, and you're going to be out there, and we pass it all the time, and we're just looking out here in this gorgeous, what a gorgeous day here in Tucson.
This is why we live
here. And
if
you're not eating here at Rocco's, I think you're losing out.
That's right. As a rule, I try not to get more than about 7 miles away from Rocco's. Wherever I am, at any time of the day, I can be here within about 7.5 minutes.
Absolutely.
And Sunrise, I work on Sunrise and Swan, so I'm putting the pedal to the metal a little bit there. But before we talk about what's been on the menu with the Strong household, we want to kind of give our listeners a sense. I know this is a food show, Jim Strong, but you're here representing the very, remarkable and bold brand of Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. I don't know if it's me, Jim Strong, but I feel the market picking up.
I got to tell you, the market is incredible. Even the top end's moving. And everybody, probably has their eye on that $8 billion auction that's happening. But the high end's moving, the low end's moving, everything's going on. The newspaper's talking about it's a seller's market. And you know what? There's never been a perfect storm, and I don't know what the opposite of a perfect storm is, but to buy a home, move up, to take advantage of the down market and the interest rates. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, and rates, I think too. When was the last time the rates were this low?
Well, I just heard 15-year rate at 2.5%. you gotta love that. So life is perfect. And what I like to say in regards to your show, and I live vicariously, epicurely through you, Matt, if you want to learn how to cook this food, you need a new kitchen. Let us help you find a new kitchen, find a new home. But there's never been a better time to buy a home, and Tucson is so well positioned. Just for a great real estate market.
Never a better investment, I think. Long-term strategy, people aren't just, moving into houses anymore. They're moving into homes. And, I love how you talk about the kitchen kind of being the centerpiece of the home. At my house, it certainly is the main congregating
point. And I've been there, and God love you. It is it's the nucleus of every party you've ever had, your barbecue fest and all those things. And I'll tell you, look at the builders. Yeah. Just south of you.
Just south of me.
The builders have got confidence, yep. And they're coming on. So.
And those sold so quick, too. I mean, 31 homes just south of me, I think they were gobbled up within a matter of a couple of months.
Yeah, and we don't want to let them know where you live, but, you know, most of those homes sell for $800,000.
Oh, anyway, switching gears here.
So no, it's a great, it's really great. A great market. And you know, and the restaurants and the businesses, and I was downtown last night. I think Tucson's just prime for we're ready for a turnaround.
We really are. We really are. Well, you know, when you're not training the next generation of real estate agents with Coldwell Banker, you know, sometimes it's hard to get you out of the kitchen. I mean, frankly, that's where you belong, Jim Strong. But talk about what has been fascinating you on the culinary beat these days.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, and I told you just before the show started, I was about half the time in the backyard. Spring, I love spring. You know, the citrus blossoms takes me back to my Fiji house at the U of A and
Fiji's.
The girls. The girls are jogging with their bikinis on, you
bikinis.
Know, trying again. And but half the time it's in the kitchen. I've got 2 pounds of chicken, you know, marinating in a little bit of a citrus Jamaican sauce. My wife, God love her, she's an international flight attendant. She brings me back all these incredible ingredients.
Beautiful.
She's just came back from Madrid and brought me back some olives and things. And you take those and you try and figure out what you're going to do with those. And it's a playground.
Your wife brought you back olives from Madrid.
Oh.
God love her.
Oh.
All right, so help our audience understand. So you actually, now you've used the olives that have been sourced from Madrid. You've already broken into that, those olives?
Well, I've eaten a number of them,
okay,
yes.
Good. So contrast and compare the Madrid olive that your beautiful bride brought back from Madrid with the olives that you're going to get here in the local supermarket.
Well, I got to tell you, they're fresh. They're seeded, you know, and they're not processed, and there's no coloring to them, and they're unique, and they are what they are, and she's come back from Italy, and we've got pasta, you know, and I would go to the store, and I go, that's pasta, and she would bring this pasta from Italy, and it melts in your mouth. You know, and that's, you know, and that's what, you know, the kind of things that I see from Rocco's, where it's the authentic thing. And here's what I look at food. Food's like a song. There's classic songs, and you can have Celine Dion, she sings it one way, and Mariah Carey, she sings it another way. And you go, that taste, you know, and everybody's got that little taste. And when for instance, I know we're going to be sampling some of Rocco's pizzas earlier or a little bit later. And you go, That's the Rocco pizza. Everyone does pizza.
Yeah, seriously.
Everyone does Italian.
Yeah.
And as I said, I had a friend who says, "Oh, Jim, you got to take the sub." And I found it on here. It's the with the prosciutto and the turkey. And you're going, that's Rocco.
That's Rocco, man.
It's a song. I love it. You know, and I try to make my songs in my kitchen, as do you.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it really is. And I think food tells a story.
It does.
And that's what I love telling stories every Saturday at 4. Now, we got about another minute before we go to a commercial break, but I want you to share with our listeners something that you told me right before the show. You were kicking out a recipe in the Strong Kitchen, and it was a recipe that called for pomegranate molasses?
Know what? Oh my gosh! I found a Mediterranean meatball recipe, and it had pomegranate syrup.
Pomegranate syrup.
I can't find pomegranate syrup. You know what? I took the pomegranate, little organic agave syrup, put it together. You reduce it down. Life's perfect.
And
that's magic. That's the new song. Those are the different notes in the song, right? It's perfect.
That is exactly how Jim Strong rolls. Anyway, Jim Strong, our celebrity co-host for the full hour right here on The Menu Live. You're listening to Matt Russell. We're broadcasting live from Rocco's Little Chicago over here on East Broadway, just east of Tucson Boulevard. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, the man who has everything that you need to know about the world of agave, and it's coming up next week, and he's going to have all the details for you. Stick around. Be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness at Rocco's Little Chicago Pizzeria on East Broadway, just east of Tucson Boulevard, yucking it up with our celebrity co-host Jim Strong.
Matt, it is great to be here, and I can hardly wait to see some of this thing. And I saw the U505. I got to ask Rocco how that got that name.
Yeah, I mean, there's
what an incredible name.
That's a great question. Well,
sounds like a submarine.
Well, speaking of incredible, there's something incredible going on here in Tucson downtown at the Hotel Congress on May the 3rd, and we always love having this guy on the show because every time all he does is just come up to the broadcast area, and my mouth begins to water. I'm sure he has that impact on most people. He's the beverage director at the Hotel NFL Congress. His name is David Torko. Welcome back, Dave.
Matt, thank you so much. It's great to be back on the show and great to see you. And Rocco's is the best pizza in town.
Oh,
got
man.
It out.
Someone write that
there
down.
There you go.
I mean, a testimonial from one of the most sophisticated palates in all of Tucson. Well, like David Torko, I'm suddenly thirsty. I mean, here I am drinking an old style, but we're going to be talking about, I think, one of my favorite spirits, and I love it because we're approaching Cinco de Mayo, and you've got something up your sleeve for this coming weekend on May the 3rd called the Agave Fest. What in the world's going on down there?
This is our fifth annual celebration of all things agave, the great spirit of Central America, has led to create tequila. Mezcal is the father of tequila. Mm. We have Bacanora from our neighboring state of Sonora and Sotol in the state of Chihuahua. All these beverages have been made for hundreds of years. Mm. The pre-Columbian Indians actually used a very primitive method of distillation to extract the spirit of agave.
Oh. And did I tell you, Jim Strong? I mean, this is like getting a history lesson. It's a lesson in that, you
is
know.
This where the Mayan calendar came from?
Well, it might have led to the end of the Mayan calendar.
There you go.
Okay, so this is all happening, the fifth annual Agave Fest.
Now, yes.
Tequila, obviously, everybody has a story about tequila. Sometimes people have more than one, you know, present company notwithstanding. But, and I certainly know about mezcal, but Bacanora and Sotol. Talk a little bit about those, I think, less known agave spirits.
Now, we'll start with mezcal. That's the father of tequila. And that can be made from 26 different types of the agave plant. Tequila is a little more specialized. It can only be made from a single plant, the Weber Blue Agave.
Right.
But what separates Bacanora, it is cultivated from wild agave that grows in the Sierra Madre Mountains in Sonora. And they still harvest it in the wild, pack it out on burro, and usually make it in the backyard using automobile radiators for filtering. But there are some sophisticated versions of Bacanora that are now being introduced to the United States. And we featured it on the Hotel Congress cocktail menu for several years now, but it's still a brand new spirit to the world at large.
I love it.
And we're going to showcase the best Bacanora Cielo Rojo that we found. And Sotol is from Chihuahua, which is a much different landscape, much different agave, but it still makes a very smoky, distinctive beverage.
Yummy.
So this is a chance for people to come in and try things outside of a bottle of tequila that they haven't experienced that are equally wonderful.
I love it.
Now, is agave like, say, onions, where you have the sweet onions from Hawaii, or the the other sweet onions, or the
like the Vidalia?
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. So does like a varietal of wine is hit by the soil? That's
absolutely true. But
perfect.
The variety is less expressive than from grapes or onions, for example. But there are profound differences between the agave species. And mezcal is particularly of interest because they use 26 different types. We're going to have almost 10 mezcals there, and so you'll be able to taste through all the different expressions of it. When you come in, it's going to be $35 in advance, $40 at the door. You will get a chance to sip 10 beverages of your choice, 10 spirits, and the most exciting part to my mind is we are having a cocktail contest. We have 8 of the most talented bartenders in Tucson preparing a recipe especially for the event, and we're going to have every attendee fill out a ballot and vote on the best cocktail.
People's choice.
People's choice.
I love it.
As it should be.
Yeah,
that's democracy in action, Matt.
Indeed. And it's my hope that we come across a drink that will become world famous.
But there's one thing that these celebrity mixologists cannot enter into the cocktail competition, and what is it?
That's a margarita.
No margaritas,
no margaritas
allowed.
None.
Sin margaritas.
Sin margarita.
Other than that, the sky is the limit.
Creating a little bit of a limit for these mixologists. Now, I had a chance to look at the lineup of these mixologists, and David, you and your team, you put these are the best of the best.
These are the who's who.
Yep.
We have Aaron DeFeo from Casino del Sol. We have Ali Barron, last year's champion.
Defending champion, right.
Returning to defend her crown. We have Daniel from the Sky Bar, Luke from the new fantastic restaurant, Penka.
Yes.
And, you know, I should, well, we have a great collection of bartenders.
Yes, we do. Yeah, and that's when, you know, a lot of the Tucson Originals members, you know, lined up as well. So.
Absolutely. And most of the bartenders are members of the United States Bartenders Guild and Southern Arizona chapter, and they hold competitions intrastate and nationally. And I got to tell you, our Tucson boys are kicking some tail in the competition.
We have a lot to be proud of. So Indeed. You almost have these two things going on. You walk in and you can kind of survey the landscape of the agave spirits and taste up to 10 that you'd like to try. But then you also have this, you have this cocktail competition going on a little bit later on in the night. Are you going to be able to have a chance to the mixologist going to be making their cocktails for those to sip?
The mixologist will be present, pouring their cocktails, explaining the preparation.
Perfect.
And doing a little self-promotion, I imagine.
Of course.
And beyond that, we're going to have the Latin Funk Project providing
great
musical
band.
Background. We're going to have some street tacos. A couple are included with the price of admission. More are available. They're delicious. Chef Mike Breyer does a great job down there. And it's going to be an evening you will not forget.
So it's happening at the Hotel Congress on May the 3rd. What time are things getting underway down there?
7 p.m. The doors are open.
Doors are open at 7 p.m. The weather is going to be magnificent.
Beautiful.
I'm privileged to be serving as your MC that evening.
Right.
So we're going to maybe I'll have a couple of tastes of the cocktails as I'm working my way through the night. But how can people get tickets in advance to save themselves a few bucks?
Well, they can go on Ticketfly and buy them. They can come down to the front desk of the hotel and purchase them. And last year, we sold a lot of tickets at the door.
Yeah, you did. So. Anyway, we want to make sure that all of our fellow foodies and listeners go down to the Hotel Congress again on May the 3rd for the 5th annual Agave Fest. You'll be thankful that you did. All of the information, hotelcongress.com. Beverage director David Torco, always a pleasure hanging out with you, man.
Man, it is a great pleasure.
We'll
Thank
see
you
on
so
the 3rd
much,
of May. Thanks so
then.
Much. So he is going to be, well, now watch how he does this. He takes the headset off. He hands it over to Rocco. Rocco's grabbing the headset. He's running towards the...
It's a symphony, man.
This is all... It's choreographed beautifully. It couldn't happen any better. You know why? Because we're on the patio at Rocco's. And what a great segue, because Rocco DeGrazia is in the house.
Good afternoon.
How you doing,
there
boss?
There you go.
Doing great.
Wow.
Doing great.
I mean, I just want to hang out here for the rest of the weekend. I mean, your patio, I mean, great people watching spot. You know, the aromas. I started smelling the pizzas about from about Swan. As I was moving my way west on
Well,
Broadway.
When I showed up, Stephen had this thing looked like pizza, like a lasagna on top of it. I was about to dive into that bad boy. That was good looking.
But anyway, Rocco, haven't had you on the show in a while. It's really great to have you back.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so happy to be here.
So, you know, one of the reasons why I'm happy to be here as well is I actually have an Old Style in my hand. And I don't know that I can have an Old Style anywhere other than at Rocco's. I think you guys sell more Old Style than any other restaurant in... What? Fill in the blank.
In the county, perhaps.
In the county. All right. So, in your neighborhood since 1902. What is it about this classic, you know, American Chicago beer that makes it so much a part of the Chicago sort of food and beverage scene?
It's just a good blue-collar drinking beer, and it's a session beer, American lager, and it's better than... Realistically, it's better than a lot of the competitors you're going to pay a buck more a six-pack for.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And you can get a pretty good deal on these Old Styles. I mean, you're doing specials.
$2 a can.
$2 a can. Ice cold. And you feel better. I mean, there's just something that's iconic, Jim Strong, about that logo and about the design on the can. I just feel better already.
It's Old Style. You know, and you just sit back and you go, it's like being in my living room and going, this is Archie Bunker all over again.
Yeah.
And you know what? And... The Old Style, you know, new's not necessarily good. Sometimes the old stuff's just the better.
Yeah, exactly.
In songs and in movies.
Well, one of the things that Rocco has dialed up here on the beer scene, you know, people come here to get, you know, some killer wings, some of the best pizza around. Got to dial up some Old Style. How many beers do you have now out here?
I think we have about 32 in the house
beers.
Right now. And they're all in cans and bottles. We don't have facilities for tap at this time. But.
So in terms of bottles and cans, that's probably got to be up, you know, with the folks that have the most beers. I mean, that's a lot of beer to stock.
Yeah, for a little fridge like ours, we're doing pretty good.
So what's coming out of Chicago on the craft beer scene that we should know about?
The grandfather of Chicago's craft beer scene is certainly Goose Island.
Goose Island.
Right.
Yes.
And their flagship is the Honker's Ale. It's just an English-style ale. It's like Bass, but a little meatier and a lot smoother, very balanced. Delicious, good with pizza. It's good for just drinking.
The Honkers.
Yeah, the Honkers.
And you're sourcing that. You're getting that here at Rocco's.
We are.
Great. So has Goose Island been around for a long time, or are they just getting a part of this whole craft beer renaissance as well?
They've been around since the 80s.
Okay.
And
that's a long time in this industry.
Right. They were the first craft brewer in Chicago, and they've made quite a name for themselves.
The one, my first Goose Island beer, I think I was telling Jim last week, we did this show from the Springfest Craft Beer Festival down at the Rialto Downs, cool. And I tried this Goose Island Bourbon County Stout.
Sure.
About a 10.5 alcohol by volume. An amazing, I mean, a meal in a glass, really.
Yeah, sure, those are aged in bourbon barrels.
Aged in bourbon. So yeah. You get bourbon and beer in the same glass. I mean, how could you possibly go wrong, Rocco?
Amazing.
So what else is going on here on the beer scene?
We have... like I said, about 30-odd beers. Some of the other Goose Island products that are doing really well is the 312, which is the area code of Chicago, of course. And it's an urban wheat ale. Mm. It's for the aficionado of Goose Island, or of Blue Moon and other things of their ilk. And it's just a really sessionable, drinkable summer beer.
Now, there's certain beers that you have in your inventory that you think would probably be best matched up with certain things on the menu. Like, I mean, when I come here in Wings, love to have Old Style. But sure. Would you navigate your customers to go with something, maybe a little bit bigger based on what they're eating, maybe with a much bigger pizza? Or are we really overthinking this?
No,
this
not
is
at
tacos,
all.
For crying out loud.
Not at all. Pizza and Italian food goes great with spicier beers. Like we sell a lot of IPAs, not just because it's a popular market item right now, but also it goes well with spicier food.
Hoppy beer, spicy food. There
right.
It is.
And we have a couple of really hoppy pilsners, which do the same trick for somebody who doesn't want the meat and potatoes of an IPA. So
meat and potatoes of the IPA.
Well, here's what amazes me. We're talking about Italian place, but we're talking about the various beers that you got. This is a place to hang out.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
We're out here on the patio, and it's gorgeous in the. And the Tucson sun and all that kind of stuff. But then you got the food here in the patio and inside.
I mean,
this is everything.
You almost expect to see Mike Ditka when you walk in.
Yeah, this is terrific.
And it wouldn't be walking sort of be expected,
Exactly.
There it is, enjoying some wings and a beer. How were things at putting on the dog last night up at the El Conquistador?
They were fantastic.
Was that not fun?
Oh, I had a great time. I think we met a few new customers and, a lot of old ones came by to say hi. The dogs were cute and well behaved. We bought some doggy treats, from the store, but I think a lot of the dogs there were a little too well bred to enjoy store bought doggy treats.
Well, we love the Tucson Originals, and you have a leadership position with the Originals, and you were out in big numbers at the Putting on the Dog benefit at the El Conquistador. And when you're coming into a food event like this, Rocco, and there's going to be hundreds of people, and you have that opportunity to give them kind of the taste of Rocco, sometimes very quickly. How do you begin to prepare for that kind of an encounter?
I usually give them a couple of different options. Like we had a soup, a roasted red pepper and green apple soup, and that was it was vegetarian and it was vegan until we put the crema on top. It's vegan friendly, and a lot of our food is. And we just won best vegan pizza in one of the weekly's little things, and a lot of our stuff is available vegan. So.
Roasted pepper and green apple soup with a crema.
Oh my gosh!
At Rocco's Little Chicago.
That is incredible. You guys are all things to all people.
Sure.
Yeah, and I'm just talking about beer.
Right,
yeah.
That's true.
And and I think this is a manifestation of really what Tucson Originals is all about. Because you want to have a great pizza and wing experience, you go to Rocco's. You want to have this wonderful Philly cheesesteak experience, you go over to Frankie's. From upscale white tablecloth to pizza places and everything in between, there's something for everybody on the culinary landscape here in Tucson, and it's all the Tucson Originals, Rocco.
Right, and because they're local places, and because the owners are usually in-house, helping to make the food or directing how it's coming out, your value for your dollar is way bigger with the local places. Not always, but I'd say 99% of the time.
Well, and I got to say, Matt, I had a bunch of friends and my wife last night. We're downtown and we're coming home. We're going, where do we go? Where do we go? And going into town, coming out of town, it's Rocco's.
Yeah.
They're there.
There it is.
You want to hep up before you go and, before you go home. It's Rocco's. It's on Broadway.
Yeah.
This is incredible. You guys are the gateway.
It's on the way.
It's terrific.
We're on the Sunshine Mile, Tucson's gateway to downtown.
Exactly.
I could not have said that better myself. I absolutely love that. So TucsonOriginals.com to introduce yourself to all of the, I think you've got probably nearly 50 restaurants that are members now.
40-odd at this time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Great. And no matter what your palate is about, your personality, your flavor profiles, no matter what you're looking for, again, TucsonOriginals.com for all the information. What can we expect to see out of the Originals? We got about another 30 seconds left as we're going into the summer months.
Oh, boy. We're revamping some of our more interesting food specials, and in the summer we're kind of chugging along, but in the fall we have a lot of cool things on awesome. In the Margarita Festival, which is the bookend to the Agave Festival,
exactly.
of course. And we have a big food event going on at Plaza Palomino.
Love
coming
it.
Up too.
Go out to eat at a Tucson Originals restaurant all throughout the summer. You'll be glad you did. We're going to take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to slow things down a little bit and really get to know what this whole Rocco's Little Chicago thing is all about from the culinary perspective. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Rocco's Little Chicago on East Broadway, just east of Tucson Boulevard, with our celebrity co-host from Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage and fellow foodie Jim Strong.
Matthew, this Woo! Is terrific. Oh, my gosh. I got to watch my bald spot. I'm getting sunburned out here on the patio. This is gorgeous.
The closest we can get to the Windy City without leaving Tucson, and we're going to get to know Rocco DeGrazia just a little bit better, but we also want to start talking a little bit about Mother's Day. You know, it's not too far away right now. Of course, we want to make sure that all of our listeners go, again, TucsonOriginals.com. Pick out the perfect place to enjoy Mother's Day, depending on your price point, about your personality, about how good your mom has been to you this year. We always love to go to the Hacienda del Sol for Mother's Day brunch, one of our favorites. What are you going to be doing for your mama on Mother's Day, Jim
well,
Strong?
Well, she ain't my mama. She's my wife. But I'm gonna steer my daughter. And you know what? Hacienda del Sol is one of the top-of-mind awareness. Some of the other Tucson Originals and just some of the resorts.
Yeah.
The views here in Tucson, I mean, let's just live it.
Yeah.
And let mom have whatever she wants. And then after that, I'm good to go.
That's right. Well, I've got my wife here, who is the mother of my two beautiful kids. I have my mother-in-law right here. So we will be taking very special care of these beautiful women on Mother's Day. Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming out. But anyway, this is a food show. We're talking about food. We're talking about Chicagoland food. And, again, there's no better place to get it than right here at Rocco's Little Chicago. So, Rocco DeGrazia, you from Chicago? I mean, there's a little bit of a dialect. You can't hide it. You've got to be a native.
Right. I'm from the south side.
From the south side of Chicago. Isn't there a song that starts out on the south side of Chicago?
I think there's probably 20 of them.
Probably 20 of them. So when did you come out to Tucson? What's your story?
Followed my now wife out here when she was going to grad school. I was out of college and looking for something to do. I thought I might go to school, and I ended up just cooking when I came out
wow.
here.
Wow. So. And what year was that?
It was 92.
So you were in Chicago until 92?
I was.
Wow. So most of your life. I mean, this is you really grew up there and
yeah.
Went to high school there. And,
I did.
And you knew it right from you know, your first days on this earth, what Chicago food was all about.
Absolutely.
You got out here in 92. Now, were you just sort of looking around for, you know, some food from home and wondering where you could get a good Italian beef sandwich and really kind of, you know, some great pizza, and you just couldn't find it? Is that the idea for Rocco's came to be?
The pizza part, for sure. Thank God Luke was out here to give us some beef sandwiches at the time.
Right.
But,
with all due respect to Luke does a pretty good Italian beef sandwich.
He does.
Yeah.
And we were looking for deep dish. We were looking for, you know, the flavors of our youth and stuff. And, you know, there were some pretty good places, but none of them really fit the bill. So I started cooking pizza at home.
Cooking pizza at home?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, now, Rocco, tell me. I've got agents that come in from all over the country, and they come here to Tucson. They're starting their new real estate career. And I've got a cousin who lives in Chicago. She goes, well, I want to find Chicago pizza. What's Chicago pizza?
Well, there's
I'm from Tucson.
Right.
I know quesadilla.
Gotcha.
I don't know Chicago pizza. Tell me, what is Chicago pizza?
Well, there's three kinds of Chicago pizza. So it depends on who you're talking to. The one that you're going to know from the Food Network and that everybody's familiar with is the deep dish, of course, right? It's made in a pan. It's usually got cheese right on top of the crust and then sauce on top of that. Then the thicker you go to a stuffed pizza, which is similar to the deep dish. Has a thin crust on top of all the toppings and the cheese, has sauce on top of that. And then we have the same kind of Midwestern thin crust with a slight twist that you'll get all the way from Ohio to Iowa, pretty much, you know, which is usually cut in squares, party cut, thin, crispy from edge to edge, and doesn't have the big puff of dough around it that New York pizza has.
And, you know, that's one of the things I love about this show is I always learn something new every single week. And I was one of the many, I think, Rocco, that defined Chicago pizza exclusively by that deep dish experience. But we're taking a look at one of these Midwestern thin crust pizzas that you've knocked out for us to try here in a few minutes. You know, before this show, I would not have looked at that and called that a Chicago pizza.
Right. It most certainly is, though. And especially, like, on the south side, the deep dish pizza was – originally a north side phenomenon. It migrated to the suburbs and now across the world. But, you know, when I was a kid, you'd get a pizza. This is what you'd get until probably the late 80s if you got a pizza on the south side of Chicago and in the south suburbs.
Now, is there this gulf from a food perspective between the guys from the south side and the guys from the north side? I mean, is this ongoing battle between who makes the most authentic Chicago pizza?
And not so much, but it's kind of a Cubs versus Sox thing where, you know, the Cubs have broad appeal and are a little more high class, whereas the Sox is very blue collar and prone to getting a little fighting match between you.
All right. It's funny, when you were talking about how many beers you had here, I think you said, what, 35 beers?
Like 30 couple, yeah.
30 beers. As you say, that's one beer for every year the Cubs haven't made it to the playoffs.
Well, that,
but I
either.
Digress.
Well, there you go. And Rocco, I'm looking at this pizza, and I'm going, okay, that's a sauce to the edge pizza.
Right.
And I'm looking at this, I'm going, that's my kind of pizza. I don't know what it's called, but I go, that's my kind of pizza, but sauce to the edge. And what's the nucleus of your sauce? I mean, what makes it Chicago Rocco?
Oh, well, I don't know. I just made my sauce to be a flavor profile that I think was modern and a little more aggressive than a lot of the places that are still in Chicago, who, you know, admittedly started making pizza in the 70s or 50s or even earlier than that. So ours is a little more aggressive. Usually Chicago pizza sauce is a little sweeter than New York pizza sauce. It's also chunkier. Could be, maybe not, but ours is certainly chunkier. And
love it.
And we use, you know, the finest vine-ripened tomatoes that were canned the day they were picked in California.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. So about as fresh as you could possibly get.
Best you can get. In fact, canned tomatoes are, by and large, much better than you can get unless you go to a farmer's market.
Yeah, right. Great. So of the three kind of categories of Chicago pizza that you named, are they kind of evenly spread out in terms of what your patrons are ordering, or are you just saying this is 80% deep dish and the other two are going to split up the remaining 20%?
No, I'd say only about 15% of our pizzas are the stuffed ones, because it takes a real aficionado to dig into a 6-pound large pizza. But
I must be aficionado.
Yeah, exactly. That makes two of us.
I can knock them out.
Right. But depends on the season, depends on the whim of the customer. We sell probably – the rest of our pizzas are pretty evenly split between the thin crust and the deep dish.
And what's your largest deep dish pizza? How big is that?
It's only 12 inches, but okay. It might be 4.5 pounds. It depends
on
what.
4.5 pound 12-inch pizza.
Right.
That Rocco's little Chicago. I'll take two. We've got people raising their hands, Rocco.
If you fold
yes,
it
please.
In half, is that 8 pounds? Or that's my kind of slice.
So people come here, obviously, for the pizza. You've created this great, authentic Chicago experience for people that really want that great Midwestern pie. But it's not just all about the pizzas. Now, I remember I had the privilege, Rocco DeGrazia, of tasting your wings that you entered into the Wing Throwdown at the Tucson Culinary Festival. I think it was a couple of years,
sure.
and a half ago.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, I have to be honest with you, I've never had your wings before that day up at Los Ventana Canyon. I had one wing, and I don't know that there's a better chicken wing in Tucson, quite frankly. And I mean that authentically. What is it about your wet? My wife is uncontrollable with her enthusiasm. I mean, oh no.
those are just
oh, they're
bones.
Having wings right here.
Those
right.
are bones on their plate. There's
yeah,
no meat left on
right.
those wings.
My brother-in-law
just
Tom
bones.
Is visiting from St. Louis. He's doing a thumbs up on the wings. But what is it about your wings that has someone like me, who's a serious wing guy, all excited?
Well, you know, we're keeping it simple, close to the concept that they pioneered in Buffalo, where you're frying raw chicken until it's crispy, tossing it in a sauce that is savory and largely based on Frank's.
Okay, so let's not overthink it.
That's pretty much it.
Right.
Let's not overthink it. Let's just make it good.
Let's just make it
say
good.
Say butter.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, butter.
It's
thank you.
It's
butter, bacon, all the B words.
Yeah, and you look at these wings. My lovely bride just brought me some. And, again, it's the glisten, the sheen. So it's not, you know, deep fried in this big coating, you know, that we just don't like. It's just it's because you can taste, you can see the chicken, and you can taste the chicken. Imagine
that. It's like an ahi sear.
Yeah, exactly.
It's perfect.
Except
exactly.
It's boiled in oil. It's same thing.
We are deep frying raw chicken. That's all it is, folks. So the wings are absolutely killer. And I think you've won the award. You obviously, by orders of magnitude, you took home the trophy for the wing throwdown. Have you noticed your wing sales going up since those days?
We're cooking chicken wings morning, noon, and night here. So they keep flying out the door.
Aren't
you
doing a wing special like?
Yeah, we do 35-cent wing Wednesday night from 5 to 9, and there's a long waiting list.
35-cent wings. Okay, so bring $40 and you're good.
There you go. Now, Rocco, I gotta ask you. I was in downtown Tucson last night, and I was with a great friend, one of the a native Tucsonan, a great attorney here in Tucson. He says you got to ask him about the U-505.
Right.
He goes, that is the greatest sub in the world. How'd that get that name? U-505. It sounds like a submarine.
Yeah, it is. The U-505 is a submarine. Oh. It's in the Museum of Science and Industry on the south side of Chicago. It's a German U-boat that was captured in towards the end of World War II, and they tried to scuttle it, but an American Navy officer found the sea strainer, which is the plug that they pulled to scuttle it, and they saved it, towed it to port, and they learned all the codes because they had an intact Enigma machine on the boat.
So it had nothing to do with the prosciutto, the turkey, the pepperoni, the mozzarella, the tomatoes, the olives, the lettuce that had to go. Oh, my gosh.
That's
incredible.
That's
a sandwich. I would never scuttle that sandwich. That's
exactly
beautiful.
And so you're doing some Italian beefs and some other things that people expect to see on a menu when you're coming to a Chicago place like
that. Yeah, we cook Italian beef every week. We cook our meatballs every week. We make salad from real ingredients, no iceberg lettuce every day.
Wow.
And we're making everything in-house. We just want to have, blue collar prices with the best food we can.
Yeah, if that's not a tagline, I don't know what it is.
Well, it looks like it.
Okay, I can't take it anymore. I mean, you brought out a cornucopia of flavors for us that are just kind of giving us a good representation of what the Rocco's experience is all about. Let's do a little tasting. What do you have in store for us?
We have our spicy hot sticks. It's our deep dish dough, which is different than our thin dough. It's a little shorter. It's got some more oil in
different
it.
Different doughs.
Different doughs, yeah.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about that.
Yeah.
So depending on what pizza, I mean, I would think it's the same dough. You're just doing something different. Different doughs.
Right.
All right. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a little sweeter dough, so it browns nice, a little puffier. And I have our house blue cheese dressing. Oh, yeah, it's twirled up with our chicken wing hot sauce.
I love it when you twirl. I love it.
Twirl.
This is the deep dish dough with some of the buffalo wing sauce incorporated into it. And a little looks like a shake of Parmesan cheese on there.
Yep.
As a nice little garnish and some fresh parsley over
the
top.
Yeah.
That's like an Italian sopapilla with garlic yogurt mozzarella sauce.
And that's going in the blue cheese, right?
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
The blue cheese.
Honey, turn away. She, when I
and our blue cheese
when
dressing,
I put dough and blue cheese in my mouth, just turn your head. Everything will be fine. It's best not to ask any questions, Nancy, really. Just go with it. All right, here I go.
Matt, is that great?
Well, all right.
All right.
Play to that. Hot sticks.
But I go back to the song. That's the artisan. That's Rocco saying, these should not be this chewy kind of dough. This should be the sweeter kind of dough. And we're going to put that little tang on it, and then we're going to cool it down with that blue cheese. I mean, I told my wife when I met her, put blue cheese behind your ears. I'm yours.
This is a family show, Jim.
Well, it is like perfume. It is like perfume.
So I got a nice little crust on the outside of this of these sticks, but inside, pillowy, fluffy. I mean, you don't lose any of that in the baking process. That's got to be a house-made blue cheese dressing, too.
Yeah, it's more like in the Midwest, you'd get creamy garlic dressing from everywhere. And that's just has a little bit of blue cheese in it. It's not overwhelmingly blue cheese. Yeah, we make it.
You made the right call on that blue cheese, too, by the way. That's absolutely perfect. This has got to be one of the showstoppers here on the appetizer menu.
We sure sell a lot of them.
Man, well.
It's much loved, as they say.
Well, there's a lot here much loved at Rocco's. So this is a salad, man. I mean, this is a real salad. You say, no iceberg lettuce. Iceberg lettuce does not belong on a plate that's called a salad. What's the idea about that philosophy here at Rocco's?
Well, we're going to sell you food made by people who know how to cook, and it's going to be good.
It's pretty much found in its simplicity. I love it.
Right.
Well, I've got a question because, Matt, on Monday I'm going to renew my football tickets, which means I'm going to renew my tailgate tickets, and I'm a tailgater. And, Rocco, I got to tell you, I have never had wings better than that.
Yeah, right on.
Could I order those wings for my tailgate coming up with the new football season?
Why, certainly you can.
Those.
Glad you asked.
Honest to God, no, that's a crispy glaze. That's like a turkey that has been, you know, smoked and just cured, right. And the crispiness of, that's incredible.
And still tender inside.
That's
clean. They're full flavor.
Oh my golly.
The perfect amount of heat. I don't know if you're doing various forms of heat on the wings.
Yes, we
which
do.
Which are, just out of curiosity, what level are we doing here?
I think those are medium. Did you guys
those
get medium? I think you did.
Oh, that's right. There's a mediums. Yeah. So even for the mediums, a nice little bit of heat, not too much.
Perfect.
Right.
They're perfect.
Perfect. Well, that old style, just cool it down.
That's right.
Talk to me about this vinaigrette on this salad, Rocco.
It's Lefty's vinaigrette.
Lefty's.
That's my old drummer for my old band's mom. Gave me her vinaigrette recipe, so that's where we got it.
Secret recipe, obviously.
Secret.
You're not talking.
It's a secret.
I haven't heard you play the guitar in a long time. I think last time I heard you do something was on a radio show commercial. You do this blues spot, right, for Rocco's, and someone said, you know, that was actually Rocco singing. I mean, have you spent a lot of time on a professional stage?
No, on a very amateur stage.
You doing any playing out around town?
Not right now. We're in between gigs, but I have a band, you know, a garage band. We practice in a garage.
Fine.
And we occasionally play shows.
Knock back a few old styles.
That's right.
Imagine that. What a coincidence, Rocco. All right, some great hot sticks, a great, beautiful salad, you know, fresh, you know, he's talking about the tomatoes, fresh tomatoes, emerald green lettuce, the Lefty's vinaigrette that is just, did you have a chance to try some of that vinaigrette?
I had not, but
just
I'm looking, velvety, I'm looking at the peppers.
Velvety
I'm going,
texture.
That's authentical right there.
There it is. You got to do it.
That would be Spanish for Italian.
Absolutely beautiful. Okay, so we're going in. We're going in for this Midwestern thin crust, sauce to the edge, pizza. I actually just shot a picture of this. We're going to put that up on our Facebook page here in a few minutes, and I can almost guarantee anybody that sees that photo. How late are you open tonight, Rocco?
10 p.m.
10 p.m.
Come on by.
You better put on extra staff tonight, buddy, because that's how that, again, you talk about the songs.
It's perfect.
This is the story that your food tells. These are the songs that your food sings. So anyway, talk about this pizza because I can't take it anymore.
This is what our typical Chicagoan would order. Like, I know they're from Chicago if they order this pizza. It's a large thin crust pizza with sausage, as they say.
There's more sausage than there is pizza on this.
Oh, right.
I actually had to tone down the amount of sausage that I used to put on pizza because it would just go back to the dishwasher on the plates. But we get our sausage made for us at Roma Imports down on South Vine. It's their Italian sausage they make every week, and they put a little bit of extra fennel and garlic in it for us.
Oh.
And it's a coarse grind, so there's something to chew on. And, you know, it's got cheese on top of it to hold the whole thing together.
Okay, so right away, I like to look at my pizza. Again, it's got this beautiful sheen on the crust, so you're, you know, obviously using some oil in there, some butter to get it really nice and, you know, pop. The cheese, the crust itself is actually perfect. It's foldable, and I like to fold a pizza. So people think, okay, thin crust, it's like a lavash or it's cracker thin, and there are those kinds of pizzas,
right,
if that's what you want.
Even in Chicago.
Okay,
exactly.
Matthew, put that in your mouth so I can talk. That sausage is incredible, and that's what I judge a pizza, not only on its sauce, and that sauce, as I said, is to the edge, and the cheese is perfect, but you've got the meats on there, and that meat has got flavor. God, I love that. And the fact that you said it comes from Tucson.
Yeah, the fennel is just coming right out of that sausage.
Right. Is that gorgeous?
Beautiful, you know, the flowers from the fennel bulb. It's got that licorice kind of back end on the flavor.
Right.
Absolutely beautiful. All right. Everybody on our show that's listening right now wants to know, what do they have to do to come into Rocco's and experience this place, perhaps for the first time, perhaps not. But you and your charity are going to be giving a gift certificate to one of our listeners if they know the answer to the trivia question. Now, listen up. You got to call the station, and the first person with the right answer, you're going to be our big winner to get a gift card for Rocco's Little Chicago. Rocco, what's our trivia question of the week?
Well, there, like I said, there's three kinds of pizza in Chicago. There's thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed. Everybody knows about Pizzeria Uno coming up with the deep dish. Who came up with the stuffed pizza?
Okay.
Now, there's two valid answers.
So we know that Uno came up with the deep dish. What? And it's a Chicago pizzeria,
right,
that came up with the stuffed pizza.
Right.
Who is that? We want to know.
And it's not Domino's.
Thank goodness.
Thank God.
If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift card for Rocco's. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Rocco's Little Chicago Pizzeria. Of course, you know, on East Broadway, just east of Tucson Boulevard, just follow your nose, because if you're looking for just some killer pizza, some authentic, beautiful wings, some hot sticks, great salads, Italian beef, this is the place to be. Now, we've got our callers that have called in right away. Maybe they're from Chicago, maybe not, but they think they got the goods. Again, the trivia question of the week is, everybody knows, who knows a thing or two about pizza, that it was Pizzeria Uno that developed the original deep dish pizza. But what pizzeria in Chicago developed the stuffed pizza? And we're just going to go right to the line and see who is on line one. Caller, what's the answer?
Gino's East.
Caller, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I think we Okay, great. So what Chicago pizzeria developed the first stuffed pizza?
Gino's East.
Gino's East, he says, Rocco. What do you say?
Now, that's one of the contenders for the deep dish. That's in contention with Pizzeria Uno for deep dish.
Okay.
But that is not the answer.
Close, but no cigar.
It's a rim shot.
Well, thank you so much, caller, for listening. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. It's not a Pizzeria Uno because they came up with the deep dish, and it's not Gino's East, as the caller said. What restaurant in Chicago, what pizzeria came up with the first stuffed pizza? We're going to go to line two, I believe it is. Caller, what is the answer?
Luminati's.
No, Lou Malnati is
Lou Malnati's.
His dad Rudy was the chef for Ike over at Pizzeria Uno, and they're deep dish, not
okay.
Not stuff.
Look at Rocco.
Yeah,
Rocco.
So this is like
oh
I want to go back to school. You know, Rocco has all the information. Anyway, that opens up a line 880-KNST, 880-5678. It's not Lou Malnati's. It's not Gino's East. It's not Pizzeria Uno, folks. We're talking about the first stuffed pizza. 880-5678. Caller, I think you might know the answer. I'm pulling for you. What's the answer? What's our answer?
Come on, I know you got it.
I can hear you breathing. This is a family show, caller.
yeah. Are you on with me, Joe?
Yeah, I'm on with you. Yeah, Joe, what's your answer?
Okay, so don't laugh. DiGiorno's.
He said DiGiorno's.
That's not
DiGiorno's.
It's close.
It's close, he said.
There's a similar sounding name that
okay.
could possibly
fit. Well, let's not give it up. It's a little bit of a hint, Rocco says. It's a similar sound. He's pretty close. We have one more caller. We want to give away this gift card for Rocco's Little Chicago. Oops. Who was the first restaurant, the first pizzeria in Chicago to kick out this stuffed pizza? Caller, what's the answer? Oh, we lost the caller. Okay, 880-KNST, 880-5678. Who came up with the first stuffed pizza ever in the Chicago area? Now, we named a lot of these pizzerias, Rocco.
That's right.
And they're so close.
It's true. Sorry for picking something quite simple.
I know, but it's like Rocco knows the batting average of every pizzeria. He's like a baseball fan.
All right, so do we have
an expert?
All right, we've had several callers. They're all wrong. You want to give a little bit of a clue?
Sure. There's It's a chain that you can get in the Chicago area, and they're still there. There's still at least half a dozen of them.
Okay, there's still a half a dozen of them. It's a local chain, so
there's
more than one. All right, you got someone inspired. They just called 880-KNST. Caller, what's the answer?
Am I on?
Hello, caller. You are on, absolutely. What's the answer?
How about Pizza Hut?
Pizza Hut, he says.
Pizza
you know, there's
Hut.
One in every crowd, Rocco. There's one in every crowd. Oh, no, sir.
We're not going to give away food. I'm so sad.
Thank you so much. Anyway, that opens up a line. We only have about 3 more minutes left. We want to be able to give out this gift card. Everyone's got the wrong answer, but it's a chain. It's in Chicago. There are 6 of them left. The very first pizzeria in all of the United States. It came from Chicago that kicked out the stuffed pizza, 880-KNST, 880-5678. While we're waiting for another caller or two, talk about what's on the dessert menu here at Rocco's.
Oh, we have cookies that we make fresh every morning, award-winning cookies from my wife's personal recipes. Our chocolate chip cookie has quite a following in town. I have people who have been coming in for 10 years, haven't had anything but cookies. We also have a good variety of Eli's cheesecake from Chicago. It's great stuff.
Okay, cool. Get the cookies here. They are award-winning. Okay, we got another caller that thinks he knows the answer to the question.
Oh,
caller, I want to give this away. What is the answer to the question?
How about Giordano's?
Giordano's,
that's it.
He says. Fantastic. Congratulations. Now, let me ask you this, caller. Have you ever been to a Rocco's Little Chicago before?
I have.
Well, it's nice to have you, and it's going to be Rocco DeGrazia's personal privilege to send you that gift card in the mail. So don't go away. Casey back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to mail that out to you. Congratulations. So we got a winner, finally.
All right.
Okay, well, wait a minute. You just breezed over this cookie. It's a quarter-pound cookie.
Right.
I ordered that at some chain restaurant, and that's a meal. This is incredible. Monster that melts in your mouth. Oh, my golly.
Well, we'll see if there's any left. Usually by about this time, they're gone. Because we only cook as many as we can fit in the oven in the morning. So.
I know, but you guys are all things to all people, you know, and we keep talking about this is an incredible pizza.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
But as I said last night, I was with friends and they said, Jim, you got to talk about the subs. You've got to talk about all the foods.
Yeah, this is good.
You're not just Pizza Rocco. This menu.
It's about as authentic Chicago as you can get.
This is everything.
We got about a minute left. Make sure that everybody knows your hours of operation. I'm assuming you're kicking out lunch and dinner here.
Absolutely.
Talk about your hours.
Yeah, we're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. till 10 p.m.
And what about, where can they find you online?
RoccosLittleChicago.com is our website. And we have a Facebook page. You can see what shenanigans we're up to there.
Yeah, and shenanigans is the operative word. I mean, if you follow and become a friend of Rocco's Little Chicago on Facebook, let me just say, you will be becoming part of a very big family that has a lot of fun together. But anyway, we are so proud of you, Rocco. We are so proud of your success. We celebrate it here with great enthusiasm, and we just love coming out here. And thanks so much for hosting this great party.
Thank you guys for coming. It's been great.
RoccosLittleChicago.com.
Another
and then
Tucson
Jim
original.
Absolutely.
Matthew, thank you so much. Again, this is it's always perfect.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Anyway, if you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show will be up on our website sometime next week on themenulive.com. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday, 4 to 5, it's On The Menu Live. Have a great weekend. See you at Rocco's.